Hello and welcome to the Pony Sync. Today is October 6th, 2020. My name is Andrew Turley. I'll be your host. We have three other people in here. If everybody wants to introduce yourselves.
I am Joe.
I'm Gordon.
I'm Jason.
All right. And hello to everybody who is listening to this at a later time on the recording. So we have a slightly smaller crew than usual, but that's okay. As always, the issues that we're going to discuss are in the sync stream under the 2020-10-6 topic. So if you want to follow along with what we're doing here, you can always go there and check it out and see that list of items. So today, let's hop right in. So normally we start with RFCs. We don't actually have any RFCs today. Joe, you said you had a specific issue you wanted to discuss. So let's go ahead and start with that one, and then we can talk about other things after that.
Okay, yeah. I think 3668 is worthy of some discussion. Jason filed this ticket about a week ago, noticing correctly that array.fromcpointer and string.fromcpointer can violate memory safety because they take a C pointer ref, and cpointer.create gives you a null pointer with a pointer ref. So we've been discussing this a bit. I think we all agree that that pointer.create should be changed to return the tag. Somebody started working on this. Username Ergle was working on it and noticed there's two places in the standard library that are currently relying on this behavior. In particular, what they're relying on is creating a local variable of pointer u8 and passing it to a C function using the address of using the address of feature so that the C function actually changes the pointer address to point to a different pointer. And so the pattern they're currently using is you create a null pointer then you pass it to C, and C gives you back a real pointer that's pointing to allocated memory. The issue with making it impossible to create a ref null pointer that we were trying to do in this ticket makes it so that the address of feature is limited by the fact that it can't actually change the capability of the pointer. So what we want conceptually is to start with a null pointer that's a tag, and after it gets populated on the C side, get back a pointer that's a ref and able to be passed into string.fromcpointer or array.fromcpointer. So this is the kind of the crux of the issue from my perspective. I gave two possible options. One of them was we could try to figure out some new feature in Pony that would allow the address of feature to change the reference capability to match that kind of conceptual change from a null pointer tag to a real pointer ref. Or sort of the easier way that, you know, for the short term, I think, would be to change the underlying C functions that are called by netaddress.name and processWindows.create, these two places in the standard library. They're not using address of with a pointer. It should be possible to do that because we control the C functions, right? It's part of our Pony runtime functions that are exposed, and so we can control both the function side and the caller side. So we should be able to get through this issue ticket that way. And obviously, the new feature option I presented was also would require some design. The syntax would probably be new, and it wouldn't be used very often, so it might be kind of a hard sell to add new syntax for it. So I was suggesting we go with path two for now of just changing the underlying C runtime functions that we need to change, those two functions, so they don't use this pattern. But that, of course, leaves users in the lurch if they're trying to use a C library that uses this pattern. I know of several examples in Zulip over the past few years of people trying to use a C function like this and running into trouble for this reason. So Jason also presented two other options, which I'll let you present those, Jason, because I'm not sure I fully understand them yet.
So I think the simplest, the other simple option is just to say no pointer is fine, but all of the code that takes in a pointer ref has to account for it. If they're going to be reading memory, they need to check that it's null, which will work fine with the public ABI, because offset, the only thing that could get you a non-null pointer out of that would give you back a tag. So that's the one option. The other option, which is probably not worth pursuing, is to use a different data type for pointers that are possibly null, and then give that a guaranteed ABI for these C calls so that we can use that. But it doesn't seem to work very well with Pony's model in terms of unions.
Yeah, I think a pointer explicitly can't be part of a union, right? Because you have to be wrapped.
So you would end up needing like a whole type alias thing, and it wouldn't be really fun.
Yeah, and you wouldn't be able to use it with a C function that was not designed to work with Pony for this purpose.
Well, the point of the guaranteed ABI is that it doesn't matter how the C function was designed, but it's so the no pointer optimization in Rust, I should clarify, that I'm kind of referring to here, is that so Rust has a reference type which always points to a valid object, or rather it has two reference types, but if you wrap that in an optional type, so it's either some of that reference or none, then Rust guarantees that the representation, like the none, will fill in the null pointer. So none will be exactly the same thing as a null pointer, and the total type will be the same thing as a pointer to foo. So that gives you a lot of ABI safety, but like I said, I don't think that's a good fit for Pony.
Yeah. That makes sense. Thanks for explaining that. So this other option of allowing our pointers to be null and accounting for it in public interfaces, would you suggest accounting for it at the time when you try to create the array or string, like making that function so that if it detects a null pointer, it would automatically truncate the size to zero?
Yeah, that's that would be probably the easiest route and the most performant.
Yeah. That may be the best option. We just silently truncate it to a zero-sized string and ignore the size that you asked for it.
Yeah, it does feel like a weirdly unsafe method to have, but it makes sense.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting to like this idea the best, but I think I do like this the best. Because it's the least intrusive. It still makes sense, right? If I were to pass it a null pointer and I get an empty string back, that makes sense, even though it didn't do what I asked it to do, but it did the thing that was safe, that was closest to what I asked it to do. So
yeah,
I think I like that. Andy, Gordon, any thoughts from y'all?
Yeah, I haven't really been paying attention to this one, sorry.
No worries.
I think after your description there and your kind of walkthrough, Joe, I agree with you that I I wouldn't have thought that was the solution that I'd end up liking best, but it probably is the one that makes the most sense.
Okay. Well, I will add a comment to the ticket describing that as the consensus of the call.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. So while Joe's doing that, we can move on. Let's just start at the beginning of Pony C with the PRs. We've got standard collections, add examples for each function. That's 3673. So we have a draft PR open on this. That's a draft. There may not be a whole lot really to say about it. And yeah, this is, I don't know that there's a whole lot to say other than this probably seems like a good idea to have code examples for everything in here. So yeah, anybody have anything else they want to say on that? Take that as a no. Next one is 3664, replace type variables in a single sweep during reification. It looks like the only change here was that Sean added a help wanted label to it last week, I think as part of sync. So I don't think there's anything really to discuss here. 3663, don't add unnecessary methods to virtual tables. Same thing, help wanted tag added last week. 3643, change to Steed's model of subtyping.
So this is pretty much ready. Ready to go, but they're ready to do like some more just manual checking because I still found some things that didn't get caught by unit tests. And there's an associated tutorial PR because that also needs to be updated.
Okay. That's in Pony Tutorial 44 or 449. Update for changes to use George Steed's subtyping model.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I think most of those are fairly self-explanatory. If someone, actually, the question I have is like, who should I add to review these things besides Joe?
I mean, I'd say probably Joe, Sean, if it's in the tutorial, would probably have opinions. I might have opinions too, but yeah, if you want to add Andrew Turley, A. Turley. You can take a look at that. That looks like a good list of the people who might care. Okay. Sounds good.
Do you want to be added to the Pony CPR too?
I don't know if I'll have as much to contribute there. I've been out of the compiler internals stuff for a little while, but I still occasionally get bouts of emotion about the documentation. So, okay. Trigger GC for actors when they tell the cycle detector they're blocked. That's 3278 under Pony C. Has there been any movement? Sean asked, dip into rebase, dip in rebased. I don't know that there's a whole lot to talk about beyond that. Avoid allocating multiple vtable indices to subordinate methods, 2670. This is just here because Joe commented on it last week after the sync call. I don't think there's really anything else to say about it there. Okay. So that's it for Pony CPRs. Let's move on to issues. Process monitor on Windows does not always receive all standard out from child processes, 3674.
Yeah, this one comes up, came up from Corel running scripts after fetch. I've been poking around at it for a while, but I just wanted to get some more eyes on it.
Okay. All right. So I guess if anybody wants to look at that. Is there anybody who'd be particularly appropriate here?
Maybe Matthias.
Okay. You want to go ahead?
I think he has about as much free time as I do.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where we all are. You want to just add him and see if he has any time to look at that?
Sure, I'll ping him.
Okay. All right. Let's see, we just looked at array from cPointer with cPointer create violates memory safety, so we can move on from that one. Next up is large array string causes seg fault on Windows and compile is very slow on Linux, 3660.
This looks like the parser is parsing sequences recursively. So for a really long one, we just get a stack overflow.
Got it.
Good catch. So that's what's going on here.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it would parse recursively because
okay. I guess you've got the burden you put in the comment with the Stack Overflow from Windows. Do you want to just explicitly call out the recursive parsing there?
I made a comment about that now.
Or, okay. Somebody. Okay. TCP connection does not correctly detect connection failure on a recently closed listener on Windows. It's 3656. For anyone looking into this, it works fine on Linux. It was the last comment that I think came out.
This is from a couple weeks ago. So yeah, yet another. This comes up. There's a unit test in the HTTP package that tests this behavior. And so that's where I found it.
Got it. Okay. Add Corel to Windows Dockerfile image 3562. That's the only change here was that last sync we added some, or around the time of the last sync we added some labels to this. So I don't think there's much else to discuss there. Okay. Pony Lang website, we've just got the last week in Pony issue. Corral, we have two PRs, run post fetch script after fetch completion. It's 160.
Yeah, this is waiting on a changelog.
Okay. Great. And then fetcher and updater notified for when errors occur, 159.
I haven't had time to look at this much, and I think Sean was going to look at it as well.
Okay. Sounds good. And we already talked about the change in the Pony tutorial. So that gets us through the list of things that we had on here. Hopefully we didn't rush through anything. Does anybody have anything else outside of the issues listed here that they'd like to talk about while we're here? I am assuming that I've given everyone enough time to try to find the unmute button if they have anything else they want to talk about. Okay, yeah, I mean, short list, small group. I think we've got things covered here. So I think we can safely call it a day. Thank you everybody who came and participated today. And thank you to everybody who listened. Again, if you want the list of issues that were covered, they are listed in the sync stream under the 2020-10-6 topic. You should find all of the issues with links to those issues there. If you want to tune in next week, we will be here on October 13th, same time, same place. So please join us if you're interested. Take care. And hopefully see y'all next week.